Hey everyone, I'm Tracy, product marketing specialist at Apptio, an IBM company, and welcome to Amplify Agile, a monthly series where we talk about all things agile and give insights to help organizations in agile transformations and the adoption and scaling of agile practices. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Amplify Agile, where we talk about all things agile. I'm your host, Tracy, and in today's episode, we're going to dive into how hybrid agile methodologies balance the flexibility of agile with the structure of waterfall to create better project outcomes. We'll explore how organizations can effectively blend both approaches to optimize workflows, manage resources, and stay aligned with long-term goals. Joining me today is Bjorn Dice, Managing Consultant at Nanga Systems, who will help us understand the practicalities of integrating hybrid agile into existing waterfall frameworks. He'll also highlight the challenges teams face in transitioning to hybrid agile and share strategies for maintaining flexibility, delivering value, and ensuring adaptability without sacrificing the structure provided by Waterfall, helping teams achieve long-term success. So Bjorn, welcome to Amplify Agile. Can you please give us a quick introduction of yourself?
Yeah, hey Tracy. First of all, of course, thank you for having me here. Well, when I started at Nanga, I worked as a consultant in the area of application lifecycle management, or ALM. So this involved all the topics like requirement management, test management, project management, release management, and so on. So a very classical V-model driven environment. And from there on, I then shifted my focus a bit to the agile topics, in particular the various approaches of scaling agile, especially the SAFe, the Scale Agile Framework. I kind of follow the same path as many of our customers do, from waterfall projects to a more agile or hybrid way of working.
Glad to have you here. Love that you are essentially on the same journey as your customers to kind of understand them on a deeper level. So it's clear that many organizations like you have navigated or are currently navigating this journey from traditional to hybrid models. So for listeners who may be new to Agile, could you kind of explain what hybrid Agile methodologies are?
Sure. So ultimately, it's about taking the best of both worlds, applying parts of structured processes like the waterfall or V-model process and agile methods such as Scrum, for example, where they fit best in your company. So hybrid means you don't plan everything in advance in a structured process, but you also don't just follow the agile principles either. It's rather a mixture of both that creates a good balance between the flexibility that agile brings and the predictability of the structured processes like the model or waterfall.
And that makes a lot of sense. So finding that balance between flexibility and structure can be complicated, but crucial, especially in regulated industries. So why do some companies find it beneficial to combine agile with waterfall?
Yes, as I said, in regulated industries like automotive, pharmaceutical, aviation, and aerospace, pure agile would just not work. There are way too many mandatory milestones, documents that need to be submitted at certain times, and so on. So for these regulated industries, it's maybe the only way to use agility in at last a part of the process, because with all the regulations, the requirements that they have to meet, they just can't work in a fully agile way. On the other hand, especially here in Germany, what we see is a lot of companies that could actually work in a completely agile way, but they are not sure if they want to go that way. They just want to try it out first. So they very often select certain teams or certain departments and want to test agile approaches there without having to change the process for the complete company. And the third part is that I also see very often that there's a certain reluctance from people who are used to work in a structured process, so especially managers, although the upper management. And the mixture of both methods then ensures the predictability of the waterfall model is still given, which is important for these managers, while the teams can already benefit from the greater flexibility, which is offered by the agile methods.
So it's great that hybrid agile can serve as a stepping stone for many companies, especially when there's some hesitation around fully embracing agile. But making that transition isn't always easy. So I want to hear what are some common challenges organizations face when trying to transition from waterfall to a hybrid agile methodology or the model.
Yeah, it definitely isn't easy. So in my experience, there are a lot of challenges. And the biggest challenge definitely is the mindset. The mindset needs to change. So that's especially true for these roles that I talked about before, the team or department leaders, project managers, all these roles that have dictated in the past what needs to be done. And these people really need to change. They need to give more responsibility to their teams. They need to give more trust. They need to trust that everyone is doing their jobs without the constant supervision from the managers. So as already mentioned, maintaining the practicability and the structure of the waterfall process can then in some extent facilitate the change for these people. So as they already have to adapt to new way of working, to new tools maybe, I guess we will talk about it as well, to need to adapt to new roles or new titles, anything that's familiar for them will make the transition easier. And finally, the biggest challenge, in my opinion, is you need to commit to top management. The top management really needs to drive the change. Otherwise, if the top management isn't committed, any attempt to introduce a new way of working was sure to fail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your point about leadership's role in driving change really highlights the importance of balancing old and new methods during a transition. So it's clear that hybrid agile aims to blend both of these aspects. But I'm curious, how exactly does it allow teams to stay flexible while still retaining the structure and predictability that many of us or many of them are used to with waterfall?
Yeah, so the way that you normally work is that the teams gain this flexibility and can work more independently under the umbrella of the pre-planned project plans or phases or whatever the company delivers there. So the big picture is fixed, all these phases, milestones, some deliveries and so on. But the team can then decide how to complete these phases, how to achieve the goals, how to fill everything with life. So they can start to plan their work in shorter cycles, like sprints, for example, all under the part of or as part of the long-term planning that comes from the waterfall processes. And with that, the typical agile benefits, like just being able to react more quickly to changes, especially changes in the project scope and so on, can be realized while the team is still working towards established goals coming from the management. So to summarize it in one sentence, it's long-term planning is fixed, while the short-term activities are handled more flexibly into the teams.
So the way hybrid agile combines long-term structures with short-term flexibility sure offers a lot of advantages. I'm sure you've seen this in action. So could you share any stories from your experience or scenarios where a hybrid agile approach worked well in delivering real value while maintaining that the adaptability?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, unfortunately, I'm not allowed to talk about any specific customers or any specific projects, of course. But I mean, we're located here in Germany, and everybody knows what our biggest industry is and what companies are in that sector. And these companies have exactly these struggles with regulations that we talked about before. So if I need to think about a general scenario, something that most of our customers have in common, I would say it's that they are coming from a well-established ALM tool suite that meets their needs for all this waterfall and V-model perspectives. And from there on, I would say we can divide them into two groups. So one of the groups has an ALM tool established that's capable of doing the agile practices. So in that case, we need to just configure parts of the system within the existing tooling to benefit from the agile practices. The other group, they do not have a tool that supports Agile yet. They have this well-established ALM suites, but can't work in an Agile way there. So we need to add new tooling, new tools for the Agile teams. And then, of course, we need to integrate them into the existing tooling there. So in both cases, what we end up with is mostly that we have a split between different roles. So project or requirement or test managers, they keep working the old tool, which they are used to, while especially the engineers or developers are now able to work in a new tooling or in a new part, newly developed part of the old tool with new functions and more agile approach. And this mainly leads to greater satisfaction, especially among software developers or other developers, as they are used to these newer tools and they do not want to work in old-fashioned ALM or project management based tools.
Yeah, so balancing legacy tools with newer agile practices seem to be a common challenge, especially when different roles within a team have varying needs. And it's interesting to see how this split can improve satisfaction among developers while keeping project managers in a familiar territory. So given this dynamic, what kind of tools or platforms can help teams implement hybrid agile more effectively, and especially when managing complex projects and trying to stay aligned with business goals?
So there are a lot of tools out there that can do either one or the other. So either perfect tools for working a classical waterfall-based environment or tools that are really built for agile teams. And mostly we are not starting from scratch. We need to work with the tools that are there already. But the important thing is that when we talk about agile in a hybrid way, we need a tooling that is suitable for both ways. So it's important that the different teams can work in different ways, depending on how much of the agile practices they have adopted already, that the same project somehow supports the teams with classical planning elements like milestones, phases, gates, the classical resource management, all these parts, but also combined with the agile units as a sprint, stories, or features or similar entities. And while the right solution could be, of course, to integrate the existing tooling and have a combined tool chain of the more classical tools and the new modern agile tools, on the other hand, I think it's always good to have something combined in one tool, so everything within a single source of truth. And talking about a single source of truth for a hybrid approach, target process is probably the only tool that really supports both worlds, including, of course, the capability to scale towards true business agility to really a level of portfolio management, C-level, and so on. So depending on what parts of the project you work with, you can either focus on structured waterfall-like planning, or you can work in your agile teams with the sprints and all the other agile entities, all within the same tool. Everything is connected there. And as a target process maps both areas within the same tool, it simplifies the cross teamwork. So for example, reports or dashboards can be created, which give an overarching view of progress, even if the teams below then use different processes. So even if they have adopted different parts of the agile processes up to now. So it can also connect other team tools, for example, and process their data in the reports as well. So it really gathers everything and makes it visible to the management. So also the resource management, for example, can be done in an agile or in a hybrid manner within the tool. So, because of all these reasons, that's why I would say target process is the tool of choice if you really want to have everything within one tool for a hybrid approach.
Nice. So the emphasis on using a combination of tools or even creating a tool chain highlights how adaptable hybrid agility needs to be. And so as we look into the future, what future trends do you see shaping the evolution of hybrid agile methodologies, and how can teams stay prepare to stay ahead in their agile journey? And any advice to help companies in the early stages of transitioning to keep the momentum going?
Yeah, the trend question is, of course, a bit a difficult one. So what will happen in the future? Of course, AI is probably the mega trend at the moment, and it could change the way that we work completely. So it could really simplify a lot in the different areas like project and resource management, requirements and test management. But also it could increase the predictability of agile planning a lot by just using extensive historical data. Which first needs to be created, by the way. So that's why you need to set up their processes first. I would also say it's really difficult to predict today if these use cases can be available in the near future, or if real life examples will be still years away. So for that reason, I would say I would focus on what you can do right now. So my suggestion is be open-minded, look for areas that can be improved. Could be new technologies, could be new tools, new methods that can be added to the already established, hopefully hybrid approach. In general, there's a reason why all the agile frameworks focus on the continuous improvement. For me, there's no perfect formula. I would say just take inspiration from others, find a way that works best in your organization. And I would not blindly follow any framework. Doesn't matter if it's a classical one or agile or hybrid one. I would just pick the best parts that fit for you, a company, but also be brave enough to go your own way. Yeah, and the last and for me most important point is the management support. The management support must be guaranteed. So as I mentioned already a couple of times, this is really the basis for being able to introduce any new way of working, in this case, or hybrid way of working.
That is such valuable advice, embracing continuous improvement and adapting practices to fit your organization's unique needs can make all the difference. And you know, you're absolutely right about the role of management support too. Without it, even the best strategies can struggle to take root. So it's a great note to end on. And that's all for today's episode of Amplify Agile. Thank you, Bjorn, for sharing your thoughts and stories with us. It was great having you on the show, and we hope to see you in another episode. Yeah, and thanks, everyone, for tuning in as well. If you'd like to hear about a topic or have any questions at all, feel free to pop them in the comment section and subscribe to stay agile. See you on the next episode. Thanks for joining us today. Amplify Agile is available as a video and podcast and can be found on all podcast platforms. So subscribe and follow for updates to stay agile.